This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Harper Audio presents Mission to Argentina by David Monnery, read by Colin Mace. Chapter 1. There had not been a silence so complete in the public bar of the Slug and Sporran since Rangers won an Old Firm match at Park Head in injury time. Every head in the bar was turned towards the TV, and every right arm seemed suspended between mat and mouth with its cargo of beer. On the screen, the aircraft carrier Invincible was moving slowly out towards the Portsmouth Harbour entrance, past quaysides, lined with cheering, weeping, laughing, flag-waving crowds. The British were not just going to war. They were going in style. James Keir Doherty could hardly believe any of it. He could not believe such rapt attention from a bar more used to toasting the IRA than the English overlord. He could not believe the government was actually standing up to the Argentinian generals, and he could not believe his unit, B Squadron, 22 SAS Regiment, had merely been placed on permanent standby. Those lucky bastards from D Squadron were already on their way to Ascension Island, with G Squadron next in the queue. At this moment in his life, Doherty was even more...